it's not like spread spectrum, really. Spread spectrum tends to take the channel and spread everybody out over over an extended bandwidth. This just takes some bandwidth and divides it up into pieces. It's like taking a number of frequency channels like you'd have on AM radio and transmitting different parts of different messages over different radio stations. So we did some work on that. Sometimes it's hard to remember all the things we've looked at and been looking at. I had a student look at what I've sometimes referred to as semi-smart antennas for use in handsets. Semi-smart because the algorithms were not particularly esoteric, but were designed for low complexity and low power consumption for canceling interference between two antennas. Two antennas seemed to be about the most you could expect to put on a handset. And this work was aimed at, again, at improving the performance, reducing the impact of interference. We did interference cancellation. In that case, we did some computer simulations and actually built a large-scale integrated circuit to do the signal processing. We're able to design and fabricate the chip, and we ran some additional tests on the signal processing chip. I had another student who looked at multi-standard signal processing architectures. There's quite a bit of activity out in Silicon Valley now in that. This is to generate a signal processor that would work with more than one standard at a time. You can do that with a general purpose digital signal processor, but that's not a very efficient way to do some of the algorithms that have to be done. The other way you can build a very efficient algorithm or a very efficient processing chip is to build an application-specific chip to do that particular standard. That's very efficient in terms of how it processes the data, or the signals, but it's very inflexible. Our work in that case worked in between there to try to configure a signal processor that was flexible enough to deal with the multiple standards, but not so flexible that you lost a lot of efficiency. If you look at what has to be done in a digital wireless system, digital cellular system, digital personal communication system, there are a number of activities that are done over and over again on the signals. Simplest things, speech processing. They all use some sort of speech processing algorithm, speech compression algorithms. And these all, although different specifically, do similar types of operations. Similar types of mathematical operations on the signal. You have modulators and demodulators. All the systems have some type of error control, either forward error correction or error detection, or usually a combination of the two. These are very specifically different in the different standards, but they all have a general characteristic that's similar. It takes the same kind of processing. They all cope with multipath in one way or another. Some of them use adaptive equalizers. Some of them use spread spectrum techniques. These also can be formulated in a way that you could process them with a common signal processing architecture by downloading software to deal with the specific standards. There's been a lot of work going on since we did that, aimed at the same thing. I think the proper popular word for that is software radios, at least the signal processing part of it. We didn't do any of the RF part of it. That's another problem of its own. I have a student that's looking at signal processing techniques for improving the efficiency of linear amplifiers. So linear amplifiers are needed to efficiently amplify the types of signals that are in the U.S. Digital standards, both of them, and increases in amplifier efficiency would directly impact battery life.
Makes sense.
So that work is going on now. I think that covers most of what I can remember that we've done. since I've been at Stanford in 93, graduated 12 PhD students, and I have 10 students in my group now.